Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Go. This is 95.7 The Game.
Hello there. Welcome in on this wonderful Saturday morning here in the Bay Area. It's going to be a fun one today. Beautiful weather out today. Sam Lubman here with my co-host and partner in crime, Dan Devone. Got the great caddy, Zach Green behind the glass. Steven Rizzotto locked into the show as he stares at his phone behind the glass. A lot of fun football talk today, Dan, because the Niners, that's what we're going to be in on a lot today. A huge, huge 26-23 overtime win over the Los Angeles Rams down at Levi's South, watching that game on Amazon Prime. And there was a lot of red in those stands down there in L.A., Dan. And the Niners, they sit, as credible as this is to say, 4-1 record, sitting atop the NFC West, 3-0, Dan, in the division, a team that went 1-5 against their divisional opponents last year. They are 3-0. Two of those wins are on the road. Niners 3-0 away from the comfy confines of Levi's Stadium. The wins have not been the most aesthetically pleasing, maybe so to speak. They've been very close. They've been gritty. Yet, they still sit atop the NFC West. And, you know, a couple weeks ago, we were getting emails from Harry saying, you guys are being too optimistic about this team. It's hard not to keep getting more and more optimistic about this team, Dan, the way they keep winning games. Oh, and by the way, Mac Jones, looking like that dude. How you doing today, Dan?
Girl, I'm doing very well. Very, very well. A little jet lag, but I'm hanging in. And I don't know, do we even call that a road game anymore? I mean, it's a road game with an asterisk.
I mean, you had to get on a bus and fly a plane down to get there. So I guess by the letter of the law, it is still a road game, but I guess that's like if you have like a summer house in a different place. Like that's like the Niners' summer house is SoFi Stadium. Their normal house is Levi's. And it's like, you know what? Let's go to the summer house for the weekend.
And that's sort of par for the course when you think about people from this part of the world, San Francisco, Northern California, the whole tech boom. Everybody has a second home. That's their second home, essentially, right? That's the way to think of it. Everybody has multiple homes out here in San Francisco.
Oh, must be nice to be able to have. Actually, my family's one of those. We got a place up in Marin that I'll, you know, abscond to every now and then. And maybe that's kind of what the Niners do have down there. And what the Niners have right now also, Dan, as, you know, we're going to talk a lot about this game. 888-957-9570 is the number. Call, or you can text us on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. We are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. The Niners, this 4-1 start, more or less built on the back of one Mac Jones. And I'll be honest, Dan, I'm watching this game on Thursday night. You know, I have to be honest with what I see. You know, if you're going to do this job that you and I do, when we see things on the field, we have to be honest with ourselves with what we are seeing.
I foresee disagreement coming between you and I when it comes to Mac Jones, but go right ahead.
Well, I'm just going to say it right now. Watching Mac Jones play on Thursday night against the Rams, I asked myself the question, when was the last time I felt this way watching Brock Purdy play quarterback?
Oh, all right. I didn't know you were going down that
way. Yeah, I know. I kind of surprised you here. I had you in the first half, huh? Not going to lie. But yeah, I was thinking, when's the last time I saw Brock Purdy look this good? And I probably went back to the Bucs game last year in Tampa. Brock had 3 touchdowns in that game. Jake Moody had 3 missed field goals in that game. We remember that game as the Debo Samuel judo chop game on Tabor Pepper on the sideline. Jake Moody won that game on a walk-off field goal. No one really likes to talk about that, though. Can we even say that name, Jake Moody? Is that allowed? Is that not trigger Niner fans anymore? Are we past that thanks to one Eddie Pinheiro? Pinheiro Bread is the nickname I heard from this week. I kind of like that one. I'm going to steal it. But it's hard to deny, Dan. Mac Jones is looking like that dude right now. While Brock Purdy nursing the turf toe, he is now week to week now, as we're hearing. And you know what? Rest up well, Brock. Get that toe right. Because right now, Mac Jones is looking like that dude for the 49ers.
Well, let's just cut right to the chase. Do we have a quarterback controversy? I guess is what I would throw out there to everybody. I guess, you know what it really sort of comes down to is everybody's interpretation of what a quarterback controversy is.
That was going to be my next question to you, Dan. It was the philosophical, as I go into my philosophical pose. What is a quarterback controversy? And that's kind of what we can kind of maybe get into on the show today. I almost called this the morning roast. We are not the morning roast. We're more civilized here. But yeah, I are we in a quarterback controversy? I am hesitant to truly say it is a full-blown quarterback controversy, Dan. And we can get into this here, 888-957-9570. Are you seeing a controversy developing here at the quarterback spot for the 49ers? That is the number you can call us. You can text us. You can also log on to YouTube, which is brought to us by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal Financing at the dealer. And right away in the YouTube chat, estimated eyes, answer yes, we do indeed have a quarterback controversy. So that is one of our listeners who thinks so. Would love to hear from other listeners who either think that there is or is not a quarterback controversy, but... Yeah, Dan, I do kind of pose the philosophical question of when does it become a quarterback controversy? I don't quite think we're there yet.
I think we are. Okay. I think this is the...
All right, so there's that disagreement you were feeling.
It would be there sooner or later. This is the true definition. Now, is, again, by the letter of the law, and I don't know that there is one when it comes to the definition of a quarterback controversy. Actually, I'll give you the actual explanation, according to that of Google AI, quarterback controversy is a situation in football where a team has two or more capable quarterbacks vying for the starting position, causing debate amongst fans, coaches, and the media over who should be the primary player. You're right. Maybe, just maybe a little bit premature.
So,
but okay. I wouldn't argue, but I would say that if you were to remove the contract, because it makes no sense for you to sit Brock Purdy at this juncture and go with one Mac Jones when you're, you know, the ink isn't even dry on $200 million that are...
That contract doesn't start till next year.
Exactly, but it's $200 million that are basically devoted to that man. But for the sake of this conversation, let's just remove the numbers and say all things are equal. And Mac Jones and Brock Purdy are making the exact same amount of money. Should Mac Jones supplant Brock Purdy as the starting quarterback?
If we're going to make all things being equal, Dan, I think you need to make everything be equal. Not just the money, but I think you need to make the health aspect be healthy as well.
Sure.
And in that situation, Dan, it's hard for me to truly say that we are there yet.
But they're both hurt, though. Would you agree?
Well, one is clearly more hurt than the other. Mac Jones' PCL injury from last week clearly was not severe enough to keep him out multiple weeks. What I'm seeing is Brock's injury is clearly more significant and more serious than Mac Jones' PCL injury was in his, I believe it was his left knee for Mac. But let's just, if we wipe the board of all injuries and we do look at things apples to apples, everyone on the same plane here, everyone's making the same money, everyone's got the same health. No, I don't think I'm ready to go there quite yet because we've seen Brock battered and bruised quite a lot lately. You know, he had it was an up and down performance against Seattle in week one, but that's a tough, hostile environment. I'll be honest. I don't know if Mac Jones wins that game in Seattle, the way that Brock rallied that team at the end. And I know it's easy to say, you know, Brock Purdy had a rough start in that game. And my thought on that was great quarterbacks can shake off a bad three quarters and lead a game-winning drive. We've seen a lot of quarterbacks do it. You know, we've seen, you know, Eli Manning made a Hall of Fame career out of just stumbling around for three quarters and then putting it together in the fourth. And that's what Brock did against Seattle. I commend him for that. But then when I saw him go out there against Jacksonville, re-aggravate that turf toe injury in a game he probably should not have been playing in, it's hard not to factor the health in. And I do think that when Brock is fully healthy, when Mac Jones is fully healthy, I think the needle still moves towards Brock Purdy right now. Because I do think Brock Purdy is the better overall playmaker. He's able to extend plays. He is able to find it. He's got a better mental processor, I believe, than Mac Jones. Mac Jones, though, can just do what Kyle Shanahan wants his quarterbacks to do, which is follow the play, throw to the guy you're supposed to throw to. He sees the field better than Brock. That's not up for debate. Brock has even said in the past that he can only see like 60, 70% of what's going on because, you know, height is height. You can't coach height. So all things being equal, I still think we lean towards Brock Purdy. But, Dan, we don't live in a world where all things are equal. And the contract is a factor right now, which is why I think it's so important that the Niners do get Brock Purdy healthy, because they can't risk their franchise quarterback who they've committed over $200 million to. They can't let him be damaged goods, especially before that contract kicks in.
Well, let's just face it. If you sign up for the San Francisco 49ers to play football for that team while Kyle Shanahan's the head coach, you're going to get hurt. I don't know really what the hell's going on with him, the medical staff, the team, the bad mojo. You can't really put your finger on it, but there's something there, man. This is a little ridiculous. And for every player that holds out, whether it's Trent Williams, whether it's Brandon Ayuk, that's a San Francisco 49er, now I think back in retrospect, I'm like, God bless you, man. Get your money. You know, you want to know why? Because you will get hurt playing for Kyle Shanahan, so you may as well cash in. But I think that, yeah, I'm with you. I think I would lean towards Brock Purdy, but I do think this is a controversy. And the reason why I think it's a controversy is because Brock Purdy, welcome to the NFL. You're no longer boy wonder. The minute you start making mistakes, you no longer have that latitude or that leash. If you have another two inexplicable interceptions like it is you did against Seattle, to your point in the first half, and you do that at Levi, or even if you do that on the road, you know what is going to be reverberating in the back of the minds of every Niner fan. Where's Mac Jones?
Mm-hmm.
The minute he comes off the field after an inept three and out, Mac Jones. That groundswell will continue to build. Brock Purdy now, much like everybody else in the NFL that's a starting quarterback, aside from that of a few handpicked good NFL quarterbacks, he's looking over his shoulder. I don't know if that's quote-unquote under the definition of a controversy, but there is now another guy in the room that's pushing him for his gig.
So you say again, the boy wonder there, I want to focus on that, because here we are, we're seeing a guy come off the bench for the 49ers when another quarterback is injured and just completely capture our hearts out of nowhere, and we're all going crazy for him. Does that sound familiar, Dan? We went through this a couple years ago with, let me check my notes here, Brock Purdy. Interesting how that works out. We also did, this wasn't about an injury, but this is not, again, the first time, nor is it the second time, that a quarterback has come off the bench and wowed us right away and captured our hearts and minds and made us think, what could be possible? I'm talking, of course, about the one, the only, Jimmy Garoppolo, Dan. I'll never forget, it was, Thanksgiving week of 2017. Jimmy comes off the bench for those last few plays against the Seahawks. There's a couple pass, gets a couple completions, connects with Lewis Murphy in the end zone. Everyone knows, oh, we got our quarterback now. We got our guy, Jimmy G, the Disney Prince. We're going to ride with him forever. Five wins later, he gets the big contract. How did that go, Dan? So this is the early part. We're in the Jimmy Garoppolo winning five consecutive games to capture our hearts and minds portion of the Mac Jones career arc. Brock Purdy got off to a great start too, captured our hearts and minds. Now where are things at with him? Now we want to move on, same way we want to move off of Jimmy Garoppolo. It's still early for Mac Jones. He's three games in, and at some point, he's going to screw up. And it's how you bounce back from that screw up is what will determine whether or not I believe he still stays locked in as the guy that people want as the 49ers quarterback. It's great right now. I'm not trying to deny that. But at some point, you know, the rubber's going to hit the road, as they say. I think that's the right way to use that phrase. And we're going to find out just truly who Mac Jones is. The league's going to get more film on what Mac Jones looks like in this offense, and they will adjust. And I've always said, Dan, it's how you adjust to the adjustment. That's what separates good players from great players. And we're just not quite there yet. We'll get there eventually, and when that day comes, that'll be a very fun conversation for us to have.
Well, I think that when you just look at this in a vacuum, or just to take what took place on Thursday night and to focus on that game, he won them that game. That was one of the more gutty performances that I didn't think he was capable of. And to me, it's still very inexplicable. How Mac Jones went into L.A. and beat one of the better defenses in the National Football League, and you did it with nobody. You had Christian McCaffrey, and that was it. You had no Juwan Jennings, no Pearson, no Brandon Ayuk, no Kittle, and you went into L.A. and did what it is that you did, and you got your butt off of the turf how many times? I mean, you projectile vomited at one point. You were retching on the field. This may predate you guys. It looked like those old videos of Billy Kilmer. Actually, this predates just about everybody, but there's this iconic NFL photo that I used to remember looking at when I was a child, and it was of Y.A. Tittle, who I obviously never saw play, but I've seen highlights. And Y.A. Tittle, when he was a quarterback for the 49ers, is on his knees, and he has his helmet off. He looks like he's about 65, and he's like balding or bald-headed, and there's like a stream of blood that's coming down from his head, and he looks absolutely exhausted. That's what I thought of when I saw Mac Jones getting up off the floor, off the mat, time and time again, and standing in that pocket and taking a shot and delivering the ball down the field. That's how you win over your offensive line. That's how you win over your teammates. What he did wasn't just winning a game, but the way he did it, to me, single-handedly beat the Los Angeles Rams mm-hmm. as a serious underdog, goes a long way as far as the controversy, as far as him taking a step of knocking on the door of one Brock Purdy and saying, hey, my man, don't screw up because I'm right behind you.
I think it's a little bit of that, but again, this goes back to we've seen this play out before. We've seen Brock Purdy win games. I think it was the second or third start. He goes into Seattle on a Thursday night. Niners needing a chance to win that division. Had a very great performance there. I would say he was a gutsy in the same way
but
that Mac
Jones. Have we ever seen Brock Purdy do, and maybe we have, and I'll leave it to you to remind me, but have we ever seen him do what it is that Mac Jones did in L.A. on the road? Because Brock Purdy, for the most part, one of the knocks on him is that he played with some of the best toys a quarterback could ever have, whether it was Debo, Brandon Ayuk, Christian McCaffrey when he was the Offensive Player of the Year, Kittle in his prime. To do what it is that Mac Jones did with Kendrick Bourne,
I'll touch on that in a sec because you do bring a good point. But we did see Brock go into Seattle needing to clinch a division championship, and he played a very flawless game in a place that still, Lumen Field up in Seattle. That is still a tough place to play. I know the Niners have kind of made that Levi's North, so to speak, these last few years and the way they've gone up there and won so consistently up there. That's still a tough game to do. And to your point, Dan, did he win a tough game like Mac did on Thursday night? I don't know if I can think off the top of my head a game that truly fits what Mac did on Thursday night, but he also did rally from down 24-10 in the NFC title game on one of the biggest stages of football and delivered the Niners a trip to the Super Bowl. I think that counts for something, too.
Sure.
We've also seen, again, Jimmy Garoppolo lead this team in a way that truly impressed us. There was the win against the Jaguars, a team that was 10 minutes away from knocking off Tom Brady.
Was Jimmy ever a quote-unquote backup?
Well, I think he was. He was kind of dropped in the Niners' lap by Bill Belichick when Tom Brady said, get this guy out of here. So was he a backup? No, but I don't think he was ever looked at Kyle Shanahan did not go into the 2017 season thinking, oh, Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be my quarterback, because he wasn't on the roster. And then Trey Lance also, I remember the Sunday night game against the Packers in 21, Trey Lance comes in, runs a touch, gets a touchdown run to the left side. Trent Williams did one of the best pancake blocks I've ever seen in his career. Everyone was fired up to see what Trey Lance was doing on that field. When quarterbacks come onto this team and they do well, it will fire this team up. It will get guys to rally around the quarterback here. That's not up for debate. And yeah, the way Mac Jones did it was very impressive, and that is why he is going to be the starting quarterback for the 49ers for the next few weeks. He is the reason why you don't need to rush Brock Purdy back from a turf toe injury that I think is worse than the Niners are willing to let on. But the reason why I'm not going quite into the quarterback controversy yet, Dan, is I think we're in a simmering one. I think it's a budding one. You know, you planted the seed, and now the spring.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Sprout is just kind of peeking through the dirt and there's just a little green leaf there and you're feeling very excited because your garden actually has a little bit of life in it. I break it down, and this is the breakdown I did yesterday. I made it a five-stage process for a quarterback controversy. First, you know, stage one is when two options present themselves. So that's when Brock went down and Mac started to look good. Stage two is when one side starts to progress or another side starts to regress. We're seeing Mac Jones progress. He looked great in New Orleans. He had the game-winning drive against Arizona. He dominated on Thursday night. Stage three is, I think, when the speculation really starts to begin and people start talking. Dan, I don't know if you heard on the broadcast, Brock Purdy didn't even make the trip down to L.A. Yeah. for that game. Symbolically, I do think there is something there about Mac Jones puking on the sideline, leading this team to a win, while Brock Purdy's on his couch at home with his bum toe. That, I think, symbolically means something. Stage four, at some point, Kyle Shanahan's going to have to say something. He's going to get up on the podium and say, yeah, I just think right now we're going to go with Brock Purdy as our quarterback. That's the guy we trust. Or he's going to get up on the podium and say, you know, Brock's really healthy right now, but we really just feel good about, you know, how Mac Jones is doing, and we're going to keep going with Mac Jones. We haven't gotten to that point yet. And then stage five is just basically going to be, we're going to have to pick a route and go with it. And that's when either Mac's the quarterback and we look for a way to move off Brock, or Brock is the quarterback and we're looking for a way to trade Mac Jones. We're at stage three right now, so it's still bubbling up. Things can change at any point. The controversy can go away. When I think we get to that point where Kyle Shanahan comes out and says, so-and-so is our quarterback, that's where I think we're really going to be ratcheting it up, because I don't know if you've realized this, Dan, but a lot of fans like disagreeing with Kyle Shanahan here in this market. So we're getting there. It's growing. It's simmering. But I want to see Brock Purdy come in healthy. And whatever happens in that moment, I think we'll decide where this quarterback controversy goes. What if he comes back against the Giants that first weekend in November on the MetLife turf, which I kind of don't want that to be where he comes back. But he comes back and he just, you know, four touchdowns, no interceptions, Niners win 38-7 or something at MetLife. Are we going to be talking about a quarterback controversy that week? Probably not. So there's a level of, I want to see Brock kind of answer this. If he doesn't, then I think we're ratcheting up this thing to the next level. And that's not going to be for another month, hopefully, depending on how Brock's health is looking.
Let's take a call.
Yeah, let's take a call. Let's talk to one of our favorites, Dan. I haven't heard from her in a while. She actually called in yesterday. Robin in San Francisco. I know, you miss talking to Robin, right? Robin, how are you doing today, sweetie?
I'm fine, you guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
I have had some health issues, and that's why you haven't heard from me. But I'm in the car today. I'm able to drive. So I said, let me listen to my buddies here. So this is what I want to say. It's nothing all fluster, whatever. But I just feel like, you know, as long as you're winning, you're the favorite, you know. And as soon as Mac Jones has a bad game, he's going to be in the doghouse with everybody, okay? And so the one thing I do like about Mac Jones is that he doesn't get his balls as batted down as much as Purdy does. But also, you guys, I wanted to present something to you. Maybe it's not logical. I'm just kind of guessing here. But Mac Jones has a connection with Born Identity is what they've named him now. But he played with them in New England, so they're familiar. Also, these players are young, and some of them are like the second guys, not the starters. And so could it be that Mac Jones has more reps with them than he does the first unit guys? And that might be part of you know, besides he is good at efficient, but could that be part of his connection with some of these guys? And let's just face it, he did good, but defense won that game. Peace out, guys. Love you, and take care of one another.
Have a great day, Robin. Glad to hear you're feeling better. I think she's got a little bit of a point there. Mac Jones probably does have a bit of a rapport more with the second string receivers than Brock might.
Certainly Bourne.
Yeah, definitely Kendrick Bourne. I'd be honest, watching what Kendrick Bourne was doing on Thursday night, you know, on the morning roast, Dan, we call him skillet hands because his hands are skillets because he drops balls a lot. The Kendrick Bourne we saw on Thursday night, he was cooking. Not with skillets, but he was just cooking with his hands. Where was that Kendrick Bourne last Sunday against the Jaguars? He had the third and five drop, Dan. I think it was his third drop of the day, clanked right off his hands. That was on Bourne, 110%. If he catches that ball, he's running around the world, and the Niners probably win that game, and no one is looking side-eye at Brock Purdy right now. Where is that offensive line performance on Sunday? I thought the O-line blocked a lot better on Thursday night against what I was told to be one of the better pass rushes in the NFL. I mean, Jared Verse, he's one of the best pass rushers out there. He got in there a little bit, but for the most part, you know, the O-line was incredible on Thursday. They were terrible last Sunday against the Jaguars. Trent Williams was in Brock Purdy's lap so much, Dan, I thought he was going to turn around and tell Brock what he wanted for Christmas. That's how much he was sitting there.
Call him incredible. Again, I think a lot of that was Mac Jones. In the first
half, blocking, no. I think the offensive line blocking, Mac Jones had a lot of time to stand up
in
there.
In the first couple of drives he did, in the second half, that was Mac Jones standing in and then getting his ass absolutely crushed after delivering a football. And that, again, I don't see this as a collective. The 49ers played well. I think that was Mac Jones' defense, did what it had to do. But offensively, that was Mac Jones. The offensive line still can't run block. And yes, they protected Mac Jones in the first couple of drives, but in the second half, again, it was Mac 10 show, man.
And so 888-957-9570 is the number. Adrian, I see you. We'll get to you on the other side. He doesn't think there's a quarterback controversy. And as we talk about this simmering quarterback controversy, I don't think we're there yet, Dan. But I have a theory. I'm going to share it on the other side. Why I do think we need to pay attention to how this thing develops. Because what I kind of noticed with Kyle Shanahan's history with quarterbacks, there's something about Mac Jones that you can't say about any of the other quarterbacks that Kyle has had while he's here. And I think it could be a big factor into what determines whether or not we do have a quarterback controversy or not. I'm going to throw that theory at you on the other side. 888-957-9570 is the number. I'm Sam Lohman. That's Dan Devone. And we're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. So let's go to the lines here. 888-957-9570 is the number. You can call us. You can text us on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. We finally got that text line up and working for Dan. So text all your sweet nothings and your thoughts to him, and he'll be able to read them off. I'll be looking at the YouTube chat, and maybe someone other than Estimated Eyes will have a good take for me to read off. So let's, in the meantime, though, go to Adrian in Hayward. He does not think there is a quarterback controversy. Does he think there's no controversy because Brock is the guy or because Mac is the guy? Let's find out. Adrian, what do you got for us? You're on the wrap.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Good morning.
Good morning to you, Adrian.
I want to say I love listening to you guys on Saturday. You guys did not sugarcoat anything like the weekday guys.
Oh, but I special's do morning think show, guys.
A quarterback. Hey, I do think there's a quarterback controversy. I want to start a little bit with Brock Purdy. Since the Ravens night, the Christmas night massacre of Brock Purdy, he's 8-11, 31 touchdowns, 24 turnovers. Those are 20 interceptions and 4 fumbles. 5 injuries in his career so far. One thing, it's just not this season. People want to pretend like last year didn't happen. It did happen. Big Mac is the value pack. He's here. He's cheap. He's got an arm. One thing I want to say, women don't lie when they see sports. I'm sitting there watching the game. You know what my wife said? Why can't Brock throw the ball like that? My cousin's wife also said the same thing. So, obviously, to the eyes, someone's better. And I think it's Mac Jones, the value pack Mac.
You got some good points there. Again, as I start off the show by saying, watching Mac Jones play Thursday night, my question was, Dan, when was the last time we saw Brock look this good? And yeah, he brings up the Christmas night massacre, and it has been different since that night. Though I will say Brock did lead this team to a Super Bowl in that time and came one play away. The Niners came basically, Dan, as close as you can to winning a Super Bowl without actually winning a Super Bowl. The Chiefs won on the last play of overtime. The clock read 0-0-0 when Mecole Hardman ran that ball into the end zone past Oren Burks, who was in there for the injured Dre Greenlaw. Nick Bosa almost had Patrick Mahomes on that 4th-and-2, and Brock played about as well as you could have expected him to play in that Super Bowl against that Chiefs defense. Brock was not the reason why the Niners did not win that Super Bowl. There's a lot of reasons the Niners did not win that Super Bowl. Brock was not one of them. I bring that all up to say, let's just acknowledge that that did happen. But to Adrian's point, it's been probably since there was a 4-week stretch last year at Seattle versus Kansas City, Dallas on Sunday night, and then at Tampa after the bye week. That was a pretty good stretch. Ignoring that Kansas City game, everyone had a bad day against Kansas City on that Sunday afternoon last October. But that Seattle, Dallas, and Tampa game, you know, Brock in those things, he had 6 touchdowns, no interceptions spread across those 3 games. He was looking really good there, Dan. And you're thinking, you know, maybe the Niners can salvage something out of the season. The next week in Seattle, Geno Smith goes night-night on this team, and everything fell apart for Brock and this team since then. That was the last time I think Brock Purdy looked good. And I'd say in the 8 quarters he's played this year, he's looked good for maybe half of the 4th quarter against Seattle. That's just the reality of where things are at with Brock Purdy. He is not living up to a standard that he set for himself. He is regressing in real time. I don't know if it's because of injuries, because I know he has been beaten up. He had the shoulder issue last year. I don't know if it's because of lack of talent around him. He did use Brandon Ayuk, who was a great get-out-of-trouble-free hatch for him, for Brock Purdy when Ayuk was there. I don't know if it's from offensive line play, which plays a factor. I don't know if it's from not having Christian McCaffrey last year. I'll say this, and I'll pass it back to you. if Brock Purdy had around him what Mac Jones had around him on Thursday night, I don't feel comfortable saying that Brock could have pulled that out in the same way that Mac Jones did.
They lose. They lose.
And that right there is why this controversy is breaking through the soil. Well, as I stick with the gardening.
It has nothing to do with the massacre of a couple of years ago, even last year. What football fans see is, what is it that you've done for me lately? And right now, Mac Jones is 3-0. He's a couple inches taller. This guy...
Which does, sorry to cut you off here, those couple inches are huge there to have, you know, those 2 inches are a lot.
Well, let's not forget,
being able to see over the line like that.
He was a guy that led, he was a quarterback of a national championship team out of the University of Alabama. He didn't go at number three, but was thought to be one of the top quarterbacks coming out of that draft that year. This guy has the pedigree. And so it has all the makings of a quote-unquote controversy. But in the world that we live in the NFL, in terms of you're as good as your last game, right now it's all about Mac Jones. And to replace him right now, even if Brock Purdy's at 100%, I don't even know if I'm on board with that, as ridiculous as that might sound.
I think let's cross that bridge when we get to it. I think the good news is we are a couple weeks away from that. It's so easy to ask the hypothetical right now. If both were healthy, who do you go with? I don't want to really go down that path, Dan, because that's not the situation we're in. I know you could say hypotheticals in a vacuum, all things being equal, blah, 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 blah. But we do live in the timeline that we're in. I call it the worst timeline. That's the situation we are in. The situation we're in right now is Brock Purdy has an injury that can be crippling to an athlete. It is hard to play quarterback when you have turf toe. If you do not believe me, ask Steve Young, a Hall of Fame quarterback who has won a Super Bowl with the Niners. He knows a little thing or two about playing hurt. Here's what Steve Young has to say about how hard it is for a quarterback to play with a big toe injury.
Yeah, I mean, it's the ligament of the big toe. And if you think about, like, if you're he's righty, so it's on his right foot, and that's the plant foot. That's, think about standing on your heel off of your toes and trying to jump. You can't even get air. So the whole throw is really through your right big toe, if you want to think about it that way. So for Brock, you saw him last week, he had to stay off of it. So what you do is you start your throwing motion, you can't dig in with your toe, so you come over the top like a catapult, right? And then all of a sudden the throws are high, they're not as, you know, as crisp, and it's like you have to manage. Now look, you know, people play hurt all the time, so you manage it. You have to figure it out. But you know that, like your thumb on a throwing hand, the big toe and the thumb are kind of related in how much drama there is in trying to overcome an injury like that.
So there's a level of, you start overcompensating with other parts of your body. And when you start doing that, that's where you start to become prone to mistakes and bad habits. And Brock Purdy, I think one of his greatest attributes, and Brian Baldinger, our NFL insider, he joins the Morning Roast every week, Tuesdays at 7:30, he's always been very complimentary of what goes on between Brock's ears. And that's why I think mentally processing wise, I think he's incredibly good at what he does. But when he tries to overdo things, when he tries to be, you know, the superest of Supermans, that's where Brock Purdy kind of really hurts himself, is when he tries to do too much. And I think a similar situation can be found when you can't throw the way you want. You have to throw a different way, and you have to, as Steve Young said, figure it out. That's really hard to do. And Brock was not able to do it. And I would say that.
Well,
why did he
play in that game if he was hurt?
I was about to get into that. I don't think he should have. And I'm a little peeved at Kyle Shanahan that he did that. And this goes into my biggest gripe against Kyle Shanahan. And that is, he ends up being his worst enemy. I think in a vacuum, that's going to be a fun phrase for us to say today. In a vacuum, apples to apples, all that stuff, I think Kyle Shanahan is one of the five best coaches in the NFL. Hands down. He is a master play caller. We saw that happen on Thursday night. He could take a ho-hum quarterback and turn them into the second coming of Joe Montana. And I say that because the morning after Brock Purdy came in against Miami, one of our first callers literally compared him to Joe Montana. That is the feeling that Kyle Shanahan can elicit from this fan base with the quarterback play. So, Kyle Shanahan, as smart as he is, though, my beef with him is that he somehow always finds a way to trip himself up. Whether it's not knowing the rules in the Super Bowl, whether it's tightening up in the fourth quarter of games. But the gripe I'm going to focus on this time is the keeping the players healthy. Dan, why was Mac Jones coming into the game? Why was Mac Jones playing on Thursday? Because Brock Purdy got hurt more on Sunday. Dan, why did Brock Purdy ever come under center for the 49ers in the first place? Because Jimmy Garoppolo got hurt. That wasn't Kyle's fault. But why was Jimmy Garoppolo in? Because Trey Lance was being used like a battering ram in week two against the Seahawks until he broke his ankle. That was a Kyle Shanahan decision. And it's harsh to say this, but I will. Kyle's gotten quarterbacks hurt. He has. That's on him. He creates these messes. And just because you clean up a mess that you create does not absolve you from creating that mess. So that's kind of where I have the frustration there with Kyle Shanahan, the quarterback. And it all goes back to, and Vic Tafer said it. Vic Tafer covers the Niners for The Athletic. Here is why Brock started last week.
I think what fans are forgetting is the reaction now is, why did you play him? You shouldn't have played. But in that situation at practice last week, he was actually healthier than Mac Jones. Mac Jones had the knee issue where he was, last knee he played in, he was taking the knee brace on and off, couldn't get it right. He was feeling kind of bad. And so he actually practiced less than Brock did that week. So I think in terms of who was healthier, against the Jaguars, Brock Purdy was the healthier option. You're not going to play Adrian Martinez.
So that was Vic Tafer, covers the Niners for The Athletic. He joined us on the Morning Roast Thursday morning. That's basically your reasoning, Dan. That's why Brock started, because he had two quarterbacks. Both were hurt. One was less hurt than the other. And I don't know about you. I'll throw it back to you. I just don't agree, really, with that logic, really.
Well, listen, make no bones about it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I know Mac Jones was the kid next door in his post-game conference. Very affable, very likable, a little self-deprecating, huge smile. I think he sort of worked the room very well. And I think a lot of people walked away saying, man, what a nice guy. I want to pull for him.
That's the Mac Jones laugh.
I will tell you this. And Mac Jones and every athlete in this situation, it's the reason why they're professional athletes to begin with. They all think like this. They all have this gene in their DNA mix, and that is they want to be the starter. Mac Jones wants to replace Brock Purdy. Make no mistake about that. Regardless of what it is that you heard or saw from one Mac Jones, Mac Jones, I guarantee you, whether he says this amongst family and friends or whether he does in a Robert De Niro and looks into the mirror like that of the famed taxi driver scene and says, are you talking to me? Maybe he just does it to himself or in the mirror that I want to be the starting quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers from this point forward, the hell with Brock Purdy, because I'm better than him. That's who Mac Jones is.
Well, that's the alpha mentality that every one of these starting quarterbacks, because...
Well, more so Mac Jones, though.
Well, I think that's every starting quarterback. I think every quarterback, because think about it, Dan, every quarterback who is in the NFL right now, from, you know, the top at Patrick Mahomes to Adrian Martinez, the third string quarterback for the Niners. I might get to him in a second. At every level up until the NFL, they have been the best player on their team. You know, in high school, Adrian Martinez, I don't know his stats, but I'm assuming he was a stud. He went to, I believe, Nebraska, right? Zach, can we confirm that? Nebraska, Zach? He's locked in on not us. Adrian Martinez, even in college, he was probably, you know, one of the better options on their team.
I don't think he wanted to go in that game the other night, though.
Well, then that's a totally different story. But all these guys are always the best at their positions as they're coming up. So they just think that they are the best. They're always going to have that mentality.
To Mac Jones is that he's got some dog in him.
Mm-hmm.
And so what it is we saw in that press conference, I don't want anybody who is not familiar with Mac Jones and his brief career in the NFL to think that that's who he is. That he's this nice guy, self-deprecating with a sense of humor and a cute laugh. And somebody that I walk away with saying, man, I really like him. Let's not forget what it is that he let's not forget what it is that he did in New England. When after his first year, Josh McDaniels then takes the job with the Las Vegas Raiders. And Bill Belichick, which to me was the beginning of the end of the legend of arguably the greatest coach of all time.
Down 21-3 to Clemson right now, North Carolina is.
And brought in Matt Patricia. You know what that kid did? And I'm talking about Mac Jones. He basically told Bill Belichick to go to hell. And he basically told the New England Patriots and all the people that cover the team in the media that I'm not happy with this. And a lot of people are like, well, who the hell are you? You're second or third year player and you're going after the legend Bill Belichick. And I say that because that this dude is... He's got some stones in him, and I appreciate it for what it is that he did in standing up to Bill Belichick and saying, man, what the hell are you doing to me? And a lot of people pointed that and saying that was the beginning of the mm-hmm. end for him because he went to a Pro
for
Bowl
Belichick,
that first year.
Yeah.
Well, no, the beginning
for
of the
Belichick
end.
Or Mac?
The beginning of the end for Mac Jones because he went to a Pro Bowl that first year. And so let's not forget who he is as a competitor. And now to fast forward and to cut to today – again, just to remind everybody that that is who this guy is in terms of his personal makeup. Nothing wrong with it, but rest assured, he's saying the right things. And I know every backup quarterback and every quarterback playing in the National Football League wants to be a starter, but I would say even more so with this guy.
Yeah, and he did, obviously, he gave the political answer here. And here's what Mac Jones had to say about who the starting quarterback for the 49ers is after the game on Thursday. Oop, 0 for 1.
I think, you know, they brought me here to play as a backup, and that's my job. And Brock's the starter of this team, and right now he's dealing with something. And for him to go out there last week and play when you know he probably wasn't a full health, like he cares about this team. So I'm just trying to get some wins for him so it helps us down the line. And at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. Like, I've been in his position. I've been a starter, and you want your backup to go in there and win because at the end of the season that could be the hit or miss between a playoff or not, so.
So you're calling cap on that, as the kids say. When
absolutely,
yeah.
And what do you think of his suit?
Oh, I love the Two-Face, Mac Jones. He again. When I'll be honest,
Tommy Lee Jones.
When he walked in with the Two-Face suit, I'm thinking, man, this dude's gonna either die the hero or become the villain. And I feel a lot better now about the Niners. It's very rare a fit will make me change my opinion on someone, but seeing him walk in with that suit, I'm like, oh, he's looking to bring it.
Well, here's
tonight.
My only thing though. Are those the Niner colors?
Red and black?
It's red and gold.
Technically. I mean, yeah, sure.
I mean,
I guess
it
should have been
Giants.
Red and gold.
But I almost felt like saying, bro, you missed the gold on one side.
Hey, you know what? when you win the way that he did, you know what? Wear what you want to wear, Mac. Like, I'm absolutely cool with it. I want to see him dress up as all the Batman villains now. That's what I want to see there from Mac Jones. Let's see the Joker next. Let's see. I want to see him do a Bane costume at some point. Why not? I want him to walk into, you know, go to Raymond James Stadium next week and go up to Baker and like, oh, Baker, do you feel in charge? Like, that's what I want to see Mac Jones do to the Bucs next week. And again, at the end of the day, it comes down to, I don't think you need to really, the Niner fans, I don't think we need to trip over how much of a controversy this is right now, because I still think Brock is a ways away from coming back. And I mentioned Adrian Martinez earlier, Dan. You know, back to the original point, we asked this segment about why Brock was playing last week. And Shasky brought this point up, and I really agreed with this point. Like, sending Brock in at less than 100% just because your other quarterback is at a lower percent than your starting quarterback, I just disagree with that logic. Would the Eagles, if Jalen Hurts was at 80%, would they still send him in because Kenny Pickett is at 70%? No, they wouldn't, because they know that the hopes and dreams of that organization rest on Jalen Hurts. Lamar Jackson, he's not going to play this Sunday. They're going to go with Cooper Rush. Lamar Jackson's health is not dependent on anyone other quarterback. Lamar Jackson is the Ravens. So if he's not 100%, they're going to figure out someone else to play him. If Brock Purdy was not 100% against Jacksonville, playing him I thought was malpractice. Because, and Ian Rapoport said last night, or on Thursday night, he did re-aggravate that toe injury. He did make it worse. And now a 2 to 5 week injury is week to week right now. He could go on IR. And we've had it. You talk to anyone who's had turf toe. We had Lo Neal on. I'll play what he said in a little bit. This lingers. It really, really lingers. It impacts your performance. And so when Brock is sent in there, when he's not 100%, and this coaching staff knew that because they want to make any roster moves
So we're jumping to conclusions here. Is it, because if I'm Kyle Shanahan, I consult with my medical staff, don't I? They have to give him clearance. They're not going to say, you know, he could re-aggravate it and then supersede what it is the medical staff is saying, I'm playing him anyways.
Well, do you trust this Niners medical staff right now?
Well, that's just it. If the medical, again, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, because I don't know that the medical staff did not come back to Kyle Shanahan and say, he's good to go. This is what could happen. This is the worst case scenario. And from that, Kyle Shanahan said, so what it is that you're telling me is that I can play him in this game. So when we want to point our finger, I think that we have to just be a little bit more careful in terms of where that ire is directed at. Because when you get into the sort of the medical staff, when you're talking about whether a player cannot play, don't teams typically defer to the medical staff? And then it's in their hands in terms of whether or not a player is going to play or not.
Well, I think it's that last part you said, it's in their hands. Is it, when you say their hands, are you saying the medical staff or the coaching staff?
Medical staff.
Oh, okay. Well, then I do think obviously the medical staff.
Like the Warriors, Rick Celebrini is the final word.
Yes.
You do not play if Rick Celebrini says he's not playing.
I don't think that is the case for the Niners. I think Kyle Shanahan is where the buck stops down at Levi's Stadium. It is Kyle's program. He is the king down there. He is King Kyle. First off, there's the medical staff, which first off, considering how broken and battered the Niners have been over the last, you know, nine years.
Didn't they just fire everybody 2 years ago because of this?
Whatever. Whoever they brought in. Dan, this is like, you go back to 2017, no team has dealt with more injuries than the Niners. You ask anybody, it's not bad luck anymore. Like, I'd be kind of curious, like, how many teams who have had injuries like this, like, you have to go and you have to evaluate why this is happening. Yeah. I don't think that has happened. And so, unfortunately, the injuries have been a major part of Kyle Shanahan's tenure as head coach of the 49ers. And when I see Brock going in there less than 100% and getting hurt again, knowing the track record of this coaching staff and how things operate down there, I kind of have a hard time being like, well, you know, if the medical staff said it's okay, then I guess we just have to trust their word. This medical staff, I think, has kind of, I don't know if they have that kind of trust. And I don't know if I would really trust Kyle Shanahan to make the responsible choice in that situation. And so that's why, I mean, I don't know why they didn't want to add Adrian Martinez to the roster last weekend. Part of it, maybe they might have had to make a roster move. They did have
to. Adrian Martinez.
And that might also be, oh yeah, when has a third string quarterback ever done anything good for the 49ers? And this is where I get into my other beef with Kyle Shanahan, which is if there is ever an organization, Dan, that should be taking their backup quarterback and their third string quarterback job position seriously, it is this one. Kyle Shanahan would not be coaching the 49ers if it were not for Brock Purdy coming off the bench against Miami Dolphins and turning the entire fan base upside down
but
with his play.
They did do that by getting Mac Jones, right?
Well, yeah, but you got to have three quarterbacks.
That's
why. No, I get, like, I understand that most teams be like, I don't know, But considering that Kyle Shanahan's job was saved by his third string quarterback, you would think that you would want to have a third string quarterback that
you're talking about a quality, because they have three quarterbacks. You're talking about
one that you actually trust. I'm not talking about, like, last year they had Josh Dobbs and Brandon Allen. Dobbs was Allen was absolute booty. This year they went in with Curtis Rourke, Zach's favorite quarterback ever, with a bum ACL. He's clearly a guy for down the line. But you had Carter, the coach's son, Bradley, and Tanner Mordecai as your second and third options behind Mac Jones. That was they had no good options at third string quarterback.
Well, now, how many teams can go three deep? It's going to get to the Tanner Mordecais when you're getting to the third string, and that's simply because of dollars and cents and salary caps.
I get that, Dan. I do. But this is where I think if you're the Niners, you have to put more evaluation into your third string quarterbacks. Okay. You have to have them more ready. It's as simple as that. Whether it's finding more reps for Adrian Martinez, whether it's, you know, and I think Vic Tafer even said it, you know, he's not quite up there with the playbook yet. I understand that. And if that's the main reason why you just didn't think he knew the playbook, then yeah, I'll step back on this. I think that's a very fair point, but we don't know that for sure. But I will allow that to be a possibility. And if that is the possibility, then yeah, I'll take my L on this take here. But the fact sending Brock in, I think, just because you just felt like he was the less unhealthy or the
so
more healthy.
Kyle superseded and made the executive decision.
That's what happened. Yes, he put Brock in there because he said, you know, this we feel gives us the highest percent chance to win is by starting Brock Purdy. But when you're taking that risk, there's the risk of can we beat the Jaguars at home versus the risk of losing Brock Purdy, who we invested $200 million and our future into. I don't like that risk. I would rather go with Adrian Martinez and grip it and rip it and see what happens. And maybe you lose that game, which you did behind Adrian Martinez, but you didn't make your quarterback's injury worse. I would rather lose to the Jaguars with Adrian, I don't know the playbook, Martinez, then lose to the Jaguars and get my franchise quarterback hurt. I just, that former option sounds so much more appealing to me, and that's why I get frustrated with Kyle Shanahan. We'll get into this on the other side. Plus, I made a tease why I think Mac Jones will actually be a success with the Niners, and why I think Kyle likes him so much. Get to it on the other side. That's Dan Devone. I'm Sam Lubman. More Niners talking. Also, Dan, before we get out of here, the Kuminga crisis resolved this week. We got to talk about that. On the other side, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.